welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee. I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. And thanks again for spending some time with us this weekend, investing in your relationship with Jesus. This past Sunday, we all had the privilege of celebrating the resurrection of our Savior. And Easter is always an incredible day. I'm always so encouraged to see how the Lord saves people, how the Lord continues to help people to grow in their walks with Him. And it's just so good to be a part of the body of Christ here at LifePoint. One of the things that I shared from Colossians 2 this past week was this reality that Jesus frees us from what defeats us, that many of us face really challenges in our lives, so many things that come after us and defeat us. And I talked about how in the movie Mario Kart, in the movie Mario Galaxy, reminded me of our video game that I played growing up, Mario Kart, how there was always that darn blue shell that would come out of nowhere and take you out. It felt like you could never defeat it. But the reality is it always just gets you. And it was just this reminder that sin has a way of finding its way in our lives. Of really upending us and having a massive impact on our lives. And it feels like, how can I overcome this? How can I beat this? How can I get rid of sin? And that's really what Jesus came to do. His death and his resurrection remind us that Jesus had conquered sin. He had conquered Satan, sin, and death. And Colossians 2 verses 13 through 15 really showed us that reality, that Jesus frees us from the thing that defeats us. He frees us from sin. And the way he does that is he takes the penalty of sin. He makes the payment for sin. And lastly, he breaks the power of sin. And so let me just read Colossians 2:13 for us. And you who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities, and he put them in open shame by triumphing over him. Oh, so much rich, beautiful truths that flow out of this. I shared on Sunday how Jesus takes the penalty for our sin, the penalty being death, that sin brought death, but Jesus brings life. He talks about, Paul says, you were dead in your trespasses, but God made alive together with him. In the original language, that made alive together is one word, and it really can be the way we kind of understand in English is co-resurrection. This reality that Christ, through his resurrection, that we, through our faith and trust in him, are also resurrected with him. That this penalty that sin brought of death into our life, into our world, into our realities of disconnecting us from God, disconnecting us from the source of life, that Jesus took that upon so that he could make us alive together with him by forgiving us our sin. And how does he do that? He pays our debt. He makes the payment for our sin. He canceled the record of debt. This reality that you and I, we have a debt ledger. We have a list of sins with our names right next to it that have a legal demand of our lives in front of God. But Jesus on the cross, it was nailed there. Nailed through his hands. It was nailed above his head under the charges of which Jesus took your and my sin upon himself. And he wiped it away. He canceled it. He set it aside. He removed the obstacle that was in front of us because our debt demanded a payment, but Jesus paid it all. And then finally, Jesus breaks the power of our sin, that there's not just this penalty, there's not just a payment, but there's this real power that he disarmed these rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him, that Jesus defeated the enemies and stripped him of his power. You see, Jesus took what was something that was meant to be shame, right, which may have been our sin, but also the cross. And he instead turned that and shamed our enemy, Satan. And he reminded him that he has no power over us. Christ has won. The empty tomb is the proof that Jesus won. His victory is our victory. And we get to celebrate that in Christ. And I just kind of closed our service by really just reflecting on this reality of what it meant that Christ paid for our sin. And this reality that if we want to be free from our sin, we've got to trust in him. And maybe you're like me and you love getting a gift card. I love gift cards, especially to places like City Barbecue. I love enjoying gift cards. And here's the beauty of a gift card is you're receiving something that's already been paid, right? You're getting something. And when you go and order something, you put the card number in, you use the card, they swipe it, and it pays for what you got. And you didn't put anything, but you are receiving the benefits of what somebody else paid. And that is the gospel. That's what Easter reminded us, that Christ paid the penalty for your sin and my sin. And we get to receive it by faith, by trusting in him. And so would you just pray? We could take a moment here and pray that God would continue the work that he did this past Sunday of helping people to receive that free gift, that payment that he made for the first time. And also for those of us who have accepted that payment, that would transform how we live as we head into the days in front of us. God, thank you so much for being so good, for taking something from us, God, that we couldn't defeat on our own, our sin. And thank you for paying for it in full and giving us a new life in you. May that transform how we live, and may we live a life of gratitude, not because we owe you anything, but God, you gave us everything in Christ. Amen. We thank you for that, Jesus. Well, why don't you take a moment and why don't you pray?